Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today we're celebrating. It's been 5 years. It's going to be in July. 5 years that I am sober and I want to talk about it. I want to talk about a sober life. And when I mean sober, I don't mean only alcohol. I mean sober as a mindset. So you might be drinking occasionally and still have a sober life. We're going to talk about that. Before we deep dive, as you know, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitations to free events and my newsletter every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
So I want to put something out there. For me, a sober life is a life where you allow yourself to feel everything. Whether it's pain or joy, you just allow yourself to feel whatever is out there and you know that you have the resources to cope with it. So you're not opting for a solution to numb the pain and the joy or to fall into the social expectations of you to drink or whatever other habits, unhealthy habits you might have. So I know some people out there that drink moderately, very moderately, once in a while, or they drink at special events, or they drink only in the weekend, one drink, whatever. I can say they have a sober life because they're drinking, I would say, you know, as some other people would have sugar in the sense that, you know, the occasional ice cream or dessert or whatever, it's something in their life, but it's not. It doesn't really fulfill any strategic important role enough to not say that they still have a sober life. They allow themselves to feel everything and they deal with things that comes their way, joy or pain, by other solutions than unhealthy habits. I hope that makes sense, right? So an addiction, as you know, is something that you keep doing. It creates pain, and despite that, you keep doing it. You can't stop, so you keep engaging in a behavior, in a habit that causes you pain and pain for the people around you. And despite the negative consequences, you keep doing it. As you know, five families, so it could be technology, sex, anything to do with people, right? The codependency, sex, etc., money, gambling. It could be food and, of course, substances like drugs. So why I'm so happy? Why do I want to talk about my sober life? Because the first thing that is so amazing about my sober life is that I feel everything. I feel the pain. And boy, there is so much less pain in my life. So when there are certain pains that are coming my way, because I've dealt with, it's been 5 years now that I've been dealing with this, right? So now, I mean, I'm so less triggered. I mean, it takes a lot more things to trigger me right now. I have so much more distance with things that are happening and or things that I'm being told or whatever situation. I have so much more distance. So you know, I can feel everything and I choose to feel it and I love to feel it. And for the negative feelings or part of it, I know that the root of it, there are beliefs. So I look at my beliefs and change my belief because I know with neuroplasticity, right, we can change our belief. We can absolutely create new neuropaths. So my life is far from perfect. It's not a bed of roses and unicorns, but it's such a wonderful life overall. So I would say that's the first thing. You know, yesterday I was paddling on my paddleboard and I felt the silky water. I felt I was in the element. I felt I was part of nature. I felt the colors. I was looking at the color of the sky and the color of the leaves and the houses and around the lake. And it felt good. It just felt good. It was a wonderful day. I was in the flow. I would have never had a day like that when I was drinking. When I was drinking, first I would have not gone on the board because I would have woken up all scrap. And then maybe if I would have ended up going, I would have been there very short. I would have certainly not done 5 hours, but I would have not been in shape anyway to do 5 hours. But I would have looked for when is the next time, right, that I'm going to drink. And or I could have even brought, you know, a little bottle of wine or something on my board thinking it was okay. I absolutely do not suggest anyone to do that. I think it's illegal. I think we can't do that. I don't know if it's, you know, but just to illustrate, right? There would have been somewhere somehow in me where I would have thought about some kind of alcohol in the activity somewhere, you know, either before, while, or after. But it would have been part of it for sure. So it would have not been about paddling. It would have been about the alcohol because your relationship is with the bottle, is with the substance, is not with the nature and the activity itself, right? It's not the connection with the person or with the nature. It's really connection with the bottle. So that's the first and foremost things. I would say feeling. And for those of you who say, well, you know, every time I feel it's so painful that I go and I drink or I go on my computer or I have sex or I go gamble or, you know, whatever other habits you have, or I go eat, right? Food. I don't know if I mentioned food, but food is a big family of addiction too. But, you know, I do all this instead, right? To not feel. And you're creating an additional problem. So as I often say, for me at the beginning, alcohol was the solution. You know, it was a solution to be more social, to be less introvert, less nerd, to be accepted by the group, blah, blah, blah. And then it grew into a problem. It was first a solution and it grew into being an issue and a problem. So if you feel you are in that pattern and you want to think about your, you know, consumption or intake or habits in your life, think about it that way, right? Is this now becoming more a problem than a solution? And it always worked at the beginning. It delivers on its promise, you know, first and foremost, but then over time it stops delivering and it creates an additional problem. So freedom, time. I have time. I have so much more time in my life. It's very interesting to see how much time your intake of alcohol or your unhealthy habits takes in your day. Think about it, plan it, do it. And while you do it, nobody's going to tell me that you're connected to your environment while you play games on your phone, while you eat and go to the bathroom after, or eat and eat and eat, right? You're just into that food and you're after that, you feel bad. So time, I think being sober brought me the opportunity to gain time. And this time I use it now to do what I do for a living, right? I do the sessions, I create content, I write about it, I talk to people. So that's a big part of my life. And then now more and more, there are places for healthy activities. Like today, I spent the day with my friend. And, you know, after that, when she left, I went for a long 12K walk. The day before, I did 5 hours of paddleboard. And I say that and I may sound like an extra athletic person, but I'm not at all. But I do like activities and I do like to walk. So, you know, it's brought a lot of that. I was able to be connected to my friend to listen to her story. She listened to my story. We exchanged. We laughed. We talked about the past 15 years in our friendship. So it's a totally different thing that if she would have come and then there would have been wine and, you know, it would have been very different, the energy, the outcome and how I felt after, right? Because, you know, there was one thing, right, at the end, right? I was always wondering if I said something or I did something that was displaced. You know, I was always kind of thinking about, oh, maybe I said something that's inappropriate, or I was always waking up with that feeling of maybe having said something or too much or said too much, or, you know, I was always questioning what I had said while I had drink. I don't have that anymore. I know what I say. I know what I talk about. I am hyper conscious of everything that I say I do stupid things. I say stupid things. But when it happens, I go and I see the person and I say, you know what? This was not appropriate, that this was not my intention, but I realized this and that. It's totally different. I screw up like everybody do, but it's a very different way after to deal with it. So those are very important for me. So feeling connection, feeling clean about what I'm saying, what I'm doing, how I behave, that is very, very, very important to me. Being able to focus. At the end, I could focus maybe 3-4 hours a day was my maximum. Now, you know, I don't want to work 10 days, 10 hours a day, but if I have to, I will do it. And I'll be very focused and I'll be able to do the work through very professionally because I have energy. And that's the other thing that this has brought me, this sober life, it has brought me so much energy. Energy to do things, to think about things, to create things. And I think it's brought me hope too, that things are available to me and that I can move forward and improve my life. When I was trapped into that kind of alcohol, you know, too much of it in my life, I didn't have much hope at the end that anything would get better. I was very angry and bitter, and I had a lot of resentment. And I was, you know, overthinking all the time, kind of being addicted to my thoughts. And my thought patterns. So all this, as you see, there's so much, right? And this is only like the tip of the iceberg. This really, really the tip of the iceberg, because there's so much more that I have gained that I cannot always talk about it because it's now part of, I don't know, it's part of my life. It became who I am. It became what I do. It became how I live. So I do, you know, if you are questioning yourself about your intake, take a 33 minutes call and we'll talk about it. And I'll leave a questionnaire. There's a good questionnaire that AA is having. I think it's really well done. And there's a website where there's kind of 3-4 questionnaires. You can go through them and see where you are at with your intake of alcohol or other unhealthy habits. So we can talk about it. And yes, some people, they can drink moderately. It's not for everybody. And I don't recommend it if you have crossed the path. I recommend really that you go sober, stay sober, and start to feel and deal with whatever comes up being sober, whatever brought you to drink in the first place. I really encourage people to deal with that because this is the key. Once you deal with it, you no longer need to drink because you don't need to pain to numb whatever pain that was there at the onset. So voila, this is my 5 years and I am happy. And the most I would say the thing that makes me the most happy, the happiest, is that because I am sober now and because I behave a lot better, I think I have a lot better thoughts and belief and, you know, lot better emotions and an action. My life is different and the life of the people around me is different as well. I think I give more and more quality to my friends, to my family. I give more and more quality to society through my clients and to my clients themselves and to random people that I meet, right? And this has a repercussion because it has a ripple effect, right? If you are treating somebody well, if you are have healthy relationship and connection with people, it's something they take with them and they bring to other people as well. So it has a ripple effect. And this is really important to me as it is in the work that I do with my clients. I know that the fact that they are themselves changing their beliefs, they are changing the lives of people around them just by providing them with a better human experience. So if you want to talk about it, book a 33 minutes call and I'll be very happy to discuss with you and see if yes or not, this is something that would be appropriate for you. Before we leave, I'm going to also say there's many ways, right, to become sober. And I've talked about it in many of my articles and interviews. I do believe, you know, AA is a wonderful place to go and it's the place to start. But you don't have to. There's other ways as well. But I do support people going there first and getting a community, because a community is also very important. So voila. As you know, until next time, it's just a belief. Right.